Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. Do we play baseball or don't we play baseball? That is the question for Major League owners and Major League players, but not for me. At this point in time, I couldn't give a rat's ass what they do. I don't care if they play ever again. You know why? Because I got T-ball to watch. That's right, T-ball. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. In all my time covering sports, maybe it's the age I am now. I've been through stoppages before. I've been through all of them. None of them have pissed me off. Had pissed me off, however which way you want to call it, none of them have annoyed me like the one that's going on right now. At this point in time, what is happening in the world, what has happened, and for both of these sides, owners and players, I'm not picking sides on this. To me, they deserve one another. I think this is absolute selfishness, insanity, stupidity, heads up their asses. However you want to judge it, that's what I'm saying it is. Selfishness, can't look beyond their own selfish noses. It is mind-boggling to me what is going on, that at this point in time, you've had the first two series of the seasons canceled. You can have this year canceled, and I mean this sincerely. And maybe it's because I'm at a different juncture in my life, okay? But as I've said, I've been through all the stoppages. You know, I've been through from the beginning of free agency, you know, when I was just a fan. But then I got into the business, and I've been through all these stoppages. And I've heard the arguments on both sides. And at times I would listen to both sides. But not now. Not now with what is going on. First of all, it was my, what are we in, like the 95th day of this lockout? Whatever the hell you want to call it, lockout, strike, stalemate, I don't give a shit. It's all bullshit to me. But I laughed, what was it, 95, 96 days ago, whenever the hell it was, the Mets had signed Max Scherzer to a three-year deal for like $140 million. $140 million for like a 37-year-old pitcher. Okay, great. And as a guy who liked the Mets, great. But hold on a second. Then 2 days later, while the media is getting excited about it and people are writing about it and everybody's talking about it and their testosterone levels are increasing and all that business, then 2 days later, there's a lockout. The madness, the insanity of it all. It is just absolutely crazy. So like I said, you know, when I said I got T-ball to watch, really, I got three little grandsons. 4, 6, and 7. And the 6 and 7 year olds this past weekend had their player evaluation workouts. 6 and 7 had their player evaluation workouts. And I gotta tell you, and then today I was in the backyard with all three of them, working on their T-ball. And you know what? Like I said, maybe it's because I'm at a different point in my life. but I don't give a shit if the major leaguers ever play again. I really mean that. And people who know me, people like you, people who've been fans and listening to my podcast and know me over the years doing sports from when I started up in Toronto to the past 33 years, 32 years here in the New York market. You know what? Sports has been my life. It's afforded me and my family a nice life. But this is insanity to me. We've just come off a pandemic. All right? 2 years ago, they played without even fans. Without fans. And subsequently, they had the short season. And, you know, for the past 2 years, you've still been affected by protocols and this and that. And, you know, you've still been affected by it. The country is starting to get back. We're starting to get to a sense of normalcy. It's not all there yet. It's not all there yet. Listen, the folks up in Canada, the Toronto Blue Jays couldn't even play home games, whether they were fans or no fans, for a while. I mean, but here we are with all what people have gone through, with all what people have gone through. And believe me, because of this pandemic, people lost their jobs. They lost their businesses. They lost their livelihoods. And we're supposed to give a shit. We're supposed to play violins because, oh, it's part of our fabric, the great American pastime. What are we going to do without baseball? We're going to do damn well without baseball. And then there's another thing that's going on right now. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I'm trying to be realistic. Realistic. And when I say realistic, I'm trying to give a reason why people need to pull their heads out of their asses and look at things realistically. There was a front and a back page this past week, and they were great. Front and back pages in the New York Post. It was the Post. On the back page, you know, with all this business going on, what looks like the baseball season is certainly in jeopardy. First two series canceled. There's nothing going on now, no spring training. There was the picture of Mr. Met, the New York Mets mascot. Big, big picture. On the back page with like a tear coming down, you know, I forget the exact words, what's happening with baseball. Okay, that's a dramatic picture for a sports fan. But on the front page, you got to see what was going on in Ukraine. And over the past few days, I've gotten to see what's going on in Ukraine. I've seen innocent women and children, families being destroyed, homes being wrecked. I grew up watching these World War II movies of different countries and people, resistance fighters. My grandmother, one of my grandmothers was a resistance fighter in Ukraine. But I grew up watching these movies, resistance fighters. But now in 2022, I'm watching it live. I'm watching people say, putting their wives and children on trains, saying goodbye, and the men standing back saying, staying because we got to fight for our country. I'm watching men who were out of Ukraine coming back to Ukraine to fight for our country. In 2022, this shit is going on. These atrocities are taking place. And I'm sorry. You want me to give a shit about baseball coming back? Do you really want me to care? I'll be frank with you. I think you're nuts if you care. I think these players and these owners, again, I am not taking sides. I think they all got to look themselves in the mirror and say, we can't screw this up. And you know what? Not to be crass, to be able to use a four-letter word, but guys, you are fucking this up. How the hell can we possibly have this going on now in Major League Baseball where we come to, I mean, people are complaining over the, I'm not even getting with the right and the wrong and who should do this with minimum salaries and tax thresholds. I don't want to get into that. I'm just talking about plain common sense here with what has happened in the world, in this country, with the pandemic, with what's going on elsewhere. From a PR standpoint, owners and players, do you not think you look like horses' asses? Do you not think you look like the east side of a horse going west? Really? With all that people have gone through and what they're going through, you think baseball? Really? We should worry about baseball? And you come out with this shit, oh, we care about the fans. We care about the fans. We care about the fans. My ass. You don't care about the fans. You care about yourselves, owners and players. That's right. And if players that I know and owners that I know want to be pissed off at me and say, Russ, how could you say that? I'm saying it. What are you guys, what are you people thinking about? What could you possibly be thinking about at this time? And then on top of it, and I know it makes for nice PR, the owners and the players, you know, both sides, they're going to give money to people who are affected by the lockout. You know, different people who are affected. You know what? It's mind-boggling to me that you think you do not understand. I mean, I'm thinking about businesses, just the businesses around Yankee Stadium and all that who they depend on a season. But I'm not even them. Everything, the world today, what people have, when I say the pandemic, I'm not, I mean, people lost, forget losing their loved ones, forget They lost their jobs. They lost their business that will never come back. We forget it too easy. And just like, you know, I saw something on TV this past weekend about how, you know, the Spanish flu epidemic in 1918, how people forgot about it. And the discussion was, you know, in the future, they're going to forget about this pandemic too. Well, I don't know how you can forget about it. I could tell you one thing, baseball is not going to help me forget about it. Not at all. So when I say I got T-ball, I got T-ball. Screw Major League Baseball. I got T-ball. And again, maybe it's at this stage in life, because I'm a grandpa. They call me Pops. At this stage in life, that's more important to me. So I'll watch them get up and I'll watch them hit the ball, and I'll watch them miss the ball, and I'll watch them cry like we all did as little leaguers, because that's part of the growth process. That's part of understanding. But I'm not going to be crying over the loss of Major League Baseball in my life. Not at all. Nothing whatsoever can make me give a shit about this right now. It just angers me. And every time I read about it, or I want to talk about it, or, you know, I want to get into a discussion with somebody, like, I lose my appetite. Because I just really, at this point in time, like, sometimes you just, you know, you hear the expression when people say, you know, sometimes you gotta know when to pick your fights. You know, we've all gone through things in our workforce, our workplace. Maybe I was pissed off over the years with this issue or that issue. And sometimes I said, you know what? You know, Russ, now's not the time. Even though I think I'm right, and even though I feel justified in my reason to be pissed off at something, maybe there's something going on within the station or stations or whoever it was at the time. Now's not the time. You got to pick your spots. And my message to owners and players, you're picking the wrong spot for this. You are picking the wrong spot for this. You haven't heard me. I don't want to bring up the various issues on the table. I hear different things. Should there be more playoff teams? The minimum wage should be moved to this. The threshold should be moved up to this. We don't want to go that high. What should we blah, 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 blah. How long should... I don't care. Because as far as I'm concerned, all of Major League Baseball, I mean, there's so much hypocrisy in sports, and you folks have heard me say it time and time again. But, you know, you've heard me talk about the gambling, which is such hypocrisy, because I watch the owners in Major League Baseball. I watch it in the NFL. I watch it in the NBA. I watch it in the NHL. You watch it every place. You can't blink your eye. You can't blow your nose. You can't fart without seeing some kind of promo on TV or open up a sports page and not see something about gambling because it's legalized. But for years, everybody frowned on gambling because it wasn't going to be good for the game. It wasn't going to be good for the game. But you know what? All of a sudden, it became good for the game. In particular, we're talking about Major League Baseball, so I'll just stay on them right now. We're talking about what's good for the game. Pete Rose wasn't good for the game, but now gambling's good for the game. No, gambling is good for the major leagues to put money in their pockets. This legalized gambling, you know what you're going to have in this country? I've said it before, I will say it again. You're going to have an epidemic of addicted gamblers. This legalized gambling is going to be an epidemic, in particular with youngsters. Young people are going to learn how to gamble. And don't tell me that there's an age limit because it's easy to get somebody to put bets for you. That's the hypocrisy of baseball. So baseball doesn't give a shit about anything except lining their pockets. Owners and players. That's all they give a rat's ass about. And if you think I'm wrong, guys, show me I'm wrong. Come to an agreement right now. Get back on the field. Stop screwing these fans around. Stop screwing the people who idolize you, who live vicariously through you. Show me the character you have instead of taking the attitude of show me the money. Because as far as I'm concerned, you are all full of shit. Owners and players, you're all full of shit. To me, the only thing you show right now, what you care about, are yourselves. That is it. Shame on all of you. As P.T. Barnum would say, a sucker is born every minute, and you just time and time again look to make suckers out of the fans. Well, this time I implore all of you fans who really care, don't be suckers any longer. let these players send Major League Baseball a message. And the attitude is, screw MLB, screw owners, screw the players. It might hurt you for a while, but find something else to do. Don't waste your time on a bunch of selfish slobs. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to be getting a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do it on Twitter. You can do it on Facebook. You can also always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Want to thank my home here at Bleav.com because, as I've said many times before, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you to people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. And like I said, screw MLB. I got people. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.